Satnam, everybody. Tuesday, May 14th, 2013. So happy to be here with you. And we just thank our master, Yogi Bhajan, come in, and the angels. And I was remarking that really what helps me during these intense astrological and big energetic time changes are just feeling connected to everyone, their Shakti Activation Group, and to the angels and the masters that are with us. And then I heard our master say, you're not alone. You're with the angels. You're with, and it was, he used interesting words, you're with the land of the angels, which I thought, I mean, when you listen to his lectures, and I always, you know, felt when I heard him speak in person, when I heard him speak live, Yogi Bhajan live, his words were always so interesting. His, you know, command of being able to speak so clearly and with the frequencies to really penetrate, I think, all levels, all 10 dimensions, and all levels of the mind, to take us into the experience of, so to speak, expanded awareness consciousness was always really interesting. So I'm really finding it interesting, his choice of words. You're with the land of the angels. And I'm hearing he's saying land is like a place to land. And the word land, of course, is earth, dirt, right? On the land, on the earth. But he's saying it's also psychologically, emotionally, and consciously. He said what I hear him talking to us about right now is be aware of where you land with your feelings, with your being, with your consciousness. And he said you're in the land of the angels. So the where we land with where we're going and our intentions and our visioning, we're going to these communion, we're going to commune with the angelic realms. And that's what we're passing through. So when people are just kind of talking at each other, he used to say either you live at each other, with each other, or for each other. So we're passing into the possibilities of moving into the land, landing with the angels, where we move from just ordinary states of being and ordinary states of just talking at or living with each other or living just on the earth and not being connected, to communing, to a state of communion, a state of connection, of heart connection. So the landing place of the angels, he's telling us, is a state of communion. It's a state of being where we are in communion with. And that, he's saying, is becoming more real and more possible every day due to the opening in the heavens. And we talk about our astrology, the opening in our hearts, and the opening in the consciousness of the people on the earth. And I'm seeing this image of, when you see those images of the rays of the sun, or you're looking at the sunset or a sunrise and the rays of the sun are coming through, I'm seeing that those possible places are like rays that go out. He's saying we are like a sun, and we send out these rays, and the rays are what connect us with the land of the angels. And we become one, we commune with the land of the angels through these rays that we send out through our heart chakra. So he's saying when you do your meditation with your heart, the sa re sa sa, like he gave us last week with our hands on our heart, he said, end with feeling that your heart's a sun and that you're sending out the rays. And then that's the connecting point, so the angelic frequencies can come in, the higher frequencies into our heart, and the rays from our heart can go out. So we create more of a space, more of an energetic connection, more of a frequency, more a bigger landing pad for more beings, for more people, more portal for mortals, as I like to say. So that was kind of interesting. He's nodding his head and smiling and saying, yes, I'm in with you. We'll just talk a minute about the astrology, because it's interesting, and as we were just saying a minute ago, we're about to come up to this third Pluto-Uranus square. on Monday, which is when something squares off, or like you have a stop sign, you have a square and there's stop signs on each corner, everything stops, and then you have to look and figure out who got there first, who's going to go first, and what's going to happen, how things, people, places, and things, energies are going to move forward. So that this is the moment we're in. We're at the four-way stop. Pluto is a square. And we're stopping, and we're having to take a moment to look at Pluto, the deepest, darkest, the underworld. We're having to look at the underbelly, the underworld, the darkness. What's underground? Is it the Agarthans, a whole new civilization underground that we don't know about? Maybe the disclosure is us connecting with the Agarthans. Maybe when we meet at Mount Shasta, we'll meet them. I hope so. They supposedly live under Mount Shasta. Or maybe the underground is unresolved feelings that we've had. Maybe it's feelings of pain. So we've got this very going into our depths, the Pluto energy, with the Uranian energy, which says you now have to get to look at your relationship, our relationship to that which is outside of us, that which is the structures that hold the particular form in place of our culture, civilization on our planet. So, as we know in quantum physics, the observer changes what's being observed. So as we observe the world around us through the depth of our being, through the depth of our conscious being, as Sung Sing Sab saying, when we observe the world around us through the landing place of the angelic kingdom, that very act of observation alone is going to change the world we see around us. And we're just at the beginning of a great change. So we're all at this four-way stop. And we're looking and we're noticing and we're seeing what serves us, what doesn't serve us, what serves humanity, what doesn't serve humanity. And it's kind of a frightening sight because we're seeing lots of things that don't feel good, that aren't good. But it's in the process of taking a break and breathing and then revisualizing and holding how we want to move forward in having structures in our world that are structures of higher consciousness, structures of the heart chakra, structures that support the expansion and support life, support the mother, support the earth, support the birds that need to be fed. You know, maybe we'll have cars that clean themselves. I don't know, you know. Hedgepreet was talking about feeding the birds. And I had the same problem with my neighbor. I was feeding the birds here, and I got complaints. The birds were, messing up their lawn furniture. It's like, well, excuse me. So, that kind of thing. So we're looking at how, at this four-way stop with this Uranus-Pluto square, something has to give, something has to change, because if everybody just goes at once, it's a big crash. So we're having to unwind the fact that we've crashed and burned with the planet, with each other. We're not in harmony, so there has to be a harmony. So what we're going into as we go into these ascension frequencies, these higher dimensions, and we're moving into a way to move together that we have to stop and look around so we can move together in a way that's harmonious so we don't crash into each other. We don't crash and burn the planet. That's where we are with what's coming up on this third conjunction on Monday. And remember, we have these all the way through 2015. So it's a good time to anchor in those feelings of support and connection. We've also got Venus square Neptune this week. Venus, this is a really great energy for creativity, but again, it's another square, and Neptune is the visionary or the dreamer. It has to do with where we put our love energy, And the square is confrontational, so it's good to confront that which we really want to express. But with the Pluto energy, we're also confronting any relationships that we've had that are not, again, flowing in harmony, that are not uplifting. So there may be some changes in personal or other relationships with this square energy. Just be aware of that. Be aware of staying in your vision and looking at that in relationship to the Neptune energy, which is an energy of idealization. It's like the idealized form. And so we might find that that which we've hoped would be an idealized form in a human relationship has not lived up to its expectations. So we might be aware of a little gap there and be wanting to adjust some personal relationship energies. And then we've got another square, Mercury, which is about communication, square Neptune. So, so again, the Neptune, spirituality, dreaming, but it could, on the human level, because Mercury, the mind, has to do with how we communicate, cause breakdown in communications, again, on the human level. So just take a breath. If you notice a lot of basically intense frequencies or heavy emotions coming up, just try to breathe through them and meditate and be aware of what you want to create rather than being confrontational. And then we've got Venus, sextile Uranus. So we got more Uranus energy here. And see all this Venus energy? Remember, we're still in Taurus. So again, this has to do with where we put our love, how we look at how we want love in our lives. And it has to do with opening up to new situations that are going to be more interesting, because this has to do with breaking up boring patterns. And I think it's a perfect time to be anchoring in our, starting to anchor in our retreats, because that will be more exciting to be at a new place. That's an example. So we've got the Venus square Neptune, Mercury square Neptune, and Venus sextile Uranus in the sun sign Taurus with this, on Monday, Uranus-Pluto square. So square, we're at a stop sign, stop and look. Use your quantum field, your observation, your neutral mind to get clear how you want to move forward before you jump out of the frying pan into the fire. Okay, very good. Very good, very good, very good. Yeah, so I thought it would be interesting because Yogi Bhajan gave us many different recipes for physical health, our yoga, and he was an Ayurvedic master, so we also work with that a lot. But it's a good week to think about, a good period of time to think about healing the body, spring cleansing. It's kind of funny, I remember one time he said, if you really want to clean all of your organs, you need to go on 40 days of carrots and daikon radish juice. And I thought, oh, that sounds really great. And I bought all these really big daikon radishes, big white, huge ones. I'd never even had them before. Oh, no, I don't think you even mix them with carrot juice. No, no, that's right. He just said, go on daikon radish juice. I was so excited. So, and I started juicing daikon radish juice. I added the carrots. And, oh, my gosh, it was so bitter. It was unbelievable. So I had a refrigerator full of daikon radish juice for a long time. I didn't do that too long. I'm sure it would have been great. But a great green juice recipe that's very good for cleansing at this spring time of year is one cucumber, one bunch of kale, four celery stalks, a half a lemon, you can keep the rind on if you put it through your juicer, ginger root, a little ginger root, about a half an inch or less, two Granny Smith apples, the green ones. And so you cut it up, cut the cucumber into spears, cut the lemon in half, and you juice everything, and then you drink it. This makes about two glasses. And so this is a very cleansing with the cucumber. Yogi Bhajan gave us cucumber and celery for our nervous system, and ginger is also good for the nerves. So we're under a lot of stress right now, our nervous system, because there's so many changes that are being asked of us right now. So I thought it'd be good to just give a recipe for something that's really good for the nervous system that could help you. And, you know, just try it and see if you like it. And I think it'll be really wonderful. Okay. So what we're going to do now is we'll do our little... I asked before the call, he said, continue, as I said, with the sa re sa sa, with hands on the heart, and we added the piece about radiating out from the heart. Imagining your heart is like this, creating that portal. So let's see here. Okay, good.
Reflects the soul. Oh, mother, I am in ecstasy, for I have found the teacher of truth.
Sorry.
Yeah.
send out the rays to connect with the landing pad of the angels. Feel our teacher here with us, helping us through, giving us support, lending a hand. He has a lot of gratitude for us, and I'm just filling my heart filled with gratitude for our group and for our teacher. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Now I'm aware of the birds singing again. I love the idea of putting the colored yarn on trees for the birds to build their nests. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Would anybody like to share what they're feeling or what to help those little rays of the sun or dealing with all the squares, the squares we have in the astrology, the hard edges on the planet that we're remaking into multidimensional spinning orbs of light. Breaking up the hard edges so we can move forward in harmony with the universe. So would anybody like to share anything? Comments? Feelings? Just breathing into this beautiful energy.
Thank you. It is beautiful.
Thank you, Arit. I feel that.
You know, Gear of Karen, yesterday, here in Philadelphia, it was it was cool yesterday, but it was kind of it was very bright because of the sun, but we also had intermittent cloudiness, and the whole time I kept looking at the sky. So I guess early morning until almost when it got dark out, I kept going out and looking up at the sky, and I just kept seeing patches of clouds, and the whole time I was there, I just kept getting this feeling, a voice in my head saying that they weren't really clouds, they were spaceships, and I kept looking at them and looking at them because they weren't moving. They never moved from the spot that they stayed at. They just stayed in the same spot all day, and no matter where I was, what angle I was in, I would look up and I would see the same pattern. And I kept thinking, these are weird clouds. They're not moving. Usually clouds, they move. They go from, you know, they clear out and you might see other clouds. But it wasn't like it was just a total thing of clouds. There were patches of them in groups. And then there would be sun and then another patch and sun. And it almost looked like spaceships within the clouds, because I kept seeing illuminations going on in between the clouds, parts of the clouds were illuminated, and I kept thinking, and just as you were talking, we were doing the meditation, I got that same feeling and affirmation that I had yesterday, that that's what that was, that they were spaceships.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Well, that was your disclosure. I love it, and you disclosed it to us. Thank you. They're here.
Keep your eyes in the sky, everybody.
Keep your eyes in the sky. Yeah, they have decloaked. We just haven't been looking. We have to look up.
It's true, because we have a habit of looking down all the time, down on the watch, down on the shoes, down on the earth, down. We're always down. We have to look up now.
You're really right. I think that's so true. So,
you know, I mean, even when we say Savo, you know, she's down today, we're down in these, down,
right.
Everything's down. We are in downwards.
Downward dog. Okay, things are looking up. Everything's coming up roses. Look up.
So, what is the opposite of down? Up.
Yeah, look up. Look up. That's our instructions from the bees that are here with us, monitoring our calls, listening to our calls. Wow, that's pretty wild. I just got the message that ETs on spaceships actually listen to these calls every week. Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want them to listen.
That's wild. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I want them to listen, and I want them to decloak. Come on down.
Come on down. They're saying, look on up. We're here. We're decloaking. We're decloaking for those who can see us. That's what I hear them saying, actually. So beautiful. Mm. Excellente. Wow, feels really good.
Yeah, it'll be nice to switch into the our new world, free gas, free these, free that, just a little bit easier, just a little break.
It'll be a lot easier. It's going to be a
huge break.
It's a huge break. I feel it's really close. Good. Well, we got our meditations for the week, everybody. I like it. Do you like it?
It really was very beautiful. It made me spaced out. I don't know where. I'm sort of like really spaced out.
Yeah, it felt really like the space of the silent void afterwards. But
yes.
Resided in that for a few moments. And then I went,
I'm
still feeling, even though we're talking, I'm still feeling it. It's kind of interesting.
I am.
So do I. I feel
kind of
floated.
Going on still.
Yeah. I guess we are with the master.
We are, and we're also with the ETs. I hear the ETs saying, you can do that meditation and be with their sound.
I can barely talk. I'm like, where's my words? I can't talk.
I'm floating, too. It's really great. It's like, I kind of feel like it lifted us out of kind of like that heavy, mundane, like, you know, the stuff we were talking about, feeding the birds.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank
you. Take
you
to that space beyond the mortals that complain.
I like what you put on Facebook, mortal for mortal.
Yeah.
I said, here she goes again. In a Facebook, you wrote that for the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very funny. Every time I see that word, I think it's very funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I like it. I like it. So, okay, everybody, we're anchoring it in, holding the space, first 2 weeks of October, and we'll go from there. So,
are we renting a space, or
it's a yoga retreat.
Oh, it's a yoga retreat.
It's a center, so it'll be space for like 20 people at least.
Oh, that would be great. That's wonderful.
We've got a whole group, so we have time between now and October. That's why I was asking you guys to help me anchor it in. But it's opened up and been made available to us. So I just feel we can do it, and we are doing it. So.
Yep.
Give us time.
We're there.
Yeah, like I said, my friend that lives there said October is her most perfect, beautiful month in Hawaii. So it's going to be really, really magical, I think. I know. I don't think I feel. I know. I feel it. Yay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, beautiful, everybody. We'll look forward to our meditation this week and floating in this very I think it's a very Neptunian space. We have all these squares with Neptune, Venus-Neptune squares. That's what it feels very Neptunian to me. Dreamy.
Is that a bird?
What was that?
You're hearing it too.
Yeah, I'm a bird in the house.
Oh, it's so sweet.
That's nice.
Sorry, no, I'm Simone. I'm joining my
Simone.
Bird.
Simone, hi. Thanks for joining us. Yay.
Hi.
Hi. Love it.
What kind of a bird, Simone?
It's a lovebird.
Ooh.
Oh, wonderful. We were talking about birds, and here we get our answer.
Oh,
how appropriate.
Nice. And I hear birds here. It's almost like they all, it's like really, really wild, really wild. The wild birds, yeah. There are a lot of birds here, so yeah. We got the nature spirits going. Great. Good to hear you, Simone. Good to see you with everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. The birds saying yes. Okay. Love to everybody. Have a good time with meditation. I'll talk with everybody soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Thank you, Ma.
Bye.
Satnam.